And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 21st of November, 2011. It's the birthday of Sir Arthur Quiller Couch, born in Cornwall, 1863. Published fiction, literary criticism, put out an anthology of English verse that was very popular, and is remembered today for his advice to writers. He said, "Whenever you feel an impulse to perpetrate a piece of exceptionally fine writing, obey it wholeheartedly and delete it before sending your manuscript to press. Murder your darlings." Murder your darlings. In other words, to avoid being too precious about your writing and to trust in simplicity and efficiency. It's the birthday of Voltaire, born Paris, 1694, the satirist who came under the influence of freethinkers in his youth and was imprisoned for his writing or sent into exile numerous times. Died a hero in 1778, best known to us for his novel Candide. Voltaire, who said, "If God did not exist, man would have to invent him." He said, "As long as people believe in absurdities, they will continue to commit atrocities." It's the birthday of Isaac Bashevis Singer, born in Poland, 1904, came from a family of rabbis, grew up in the Jewish quarter of Warsaw, broke away from his Orthodox upbringing, emigrated to this country in 1935, wrote short stories, dozens of collections of them, and novels, memoirs, many children's books, almost exclusively in Yiddish. And he did it on a Yiddish typewriter that was no longer manufactured, and so there were no spare parts. And it's the birthday of the writer and director Harold Ramis, born in Chicago, 1944, co-wrote a great number of comedies, including National Lampoon's Animal House, Caddyshack, Stripes, Ghostbusters, Groundhog Day, and Analyze This. Here's a poem for today by Mary Mackey, entitled Turkeys. One November, a week before Thanksgiving, the Ohio River froze, and my great uncles put on their coats and drove the turkeys across the ice to Rosa Claire, where they sold them for enough to buy my grandmother a Christmas doll with blue china eyes. I like to think of the sound of 200 turkey feet running across to Illinois on their way to the platter, the scrape of their nails and my great uncle's in their homespun leggings, calling out gee and haw and git to them as if they were mules. I like to think of the Ohio at that moment, the clear, cold sky, the green river sleeping under the ice, before the land got stripped and the farm got sold and the water turned the color of whiskey and all the uncles lay down and never got up again. I like to think of the world before some genius invented turkeys with pop-up plastic thermometers in their breasts, idiot birds with no wildness left in them, turkeys that couldn't run the river to save their souls. Turkeys by Mary Mackey, from Breaking the Fever, published by Marsh Hawk Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Novo Nordisk since 1923, committed to diabetes care and areas of unmet medical needs at novonordisk-us.com. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight, nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, How Tomorrow Moves. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Heather McPherson. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.